Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will examine a progressive rock arrangement of one of the most popular songs from West Side Story. While it charted well in England, apparently not everybody was happy about this cover version. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will hear a female vocalist who had the amazing privilege of recording in Nashville's famous Studio B with a set of session players that often popped up on Elvis Presley records. Unfortunately, for this talented female vocalist, her single did not sell as well as most of the Kings did. Later, for our three from way downtown, we will present a single by a country artist who amassed a string of country hits during her chart run. Of all those successes, though, this jazzy hybrid that never charted should have been her biggest hit. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will appreciate the single that was placed at number 1 on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. But first, just as we do every week, we kick things off with a record that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1 week peak and then moved slowly towards the sun. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we begin with a single by a Denver-based rock band that evolved from an act signed to the Tower label, the Moonrakers. After releasing 4 singles, they changed their name to Chocolate Hair and switched from Tower to Liberty Records. When this now famous song was added to their debut album at the last minute, Liberty edited the extended jam out of it and strongly suggested that the group change its name again. They agreed as long as they could call themselves Sugarloaf, the name of a mountain right outside of Boulder where one of their members lived.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see. Setting suns and lonely lovers free.
Lonely lovers free. spending a week at number 40 on the Record World charts, up from their previous position of number 56. That was the four-man rock act Sugarloaf, featuring vocalist and organist Jerry Corbetta, and a single that eventually reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100, Green-Eyed Lady.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
We just heard Jerry Corbetta and his fine keyboard work on Green-Eyed Lady. Now we have a single that featured a keyboard player that was considered a virtuoso from the moment he became part of the London rock scene in the late 60s. An experimental rock act called The Nice formed in 1967 in London. While all of their members were excellent musicians, the band featured the keyboard expertise of the now legendary Keith Emerson. According to Nice bassist Lee Jackson, quote, "We had a cover in our set called Rondo, which was our version of Dave Brubeck's jazz classic Blue Rondo a la Turk. Keith had an extended solo, and he'd throw in all sorts of things, including a dash of America," close quote. The America incorporated by Keith Emerson into his solo was the Leonard Bernstein composition from the Broadway musical West Side Story. As time went on, Emerson decided to take that portion of his solo and rearrange America into, quote, "the first protest instrumental," close quote. When they recorded it at Olympic Studios in London, they found a way to highlight the organ and, in the process, invented the format still known as progressive rock. The resulting single received lots of airplay all over Europe and even in the United States. Not everyone loved it, though, especially the man that originally wrote the song. When asked about the version of America recorded by the Nice, Leonard Bernstein stated, quote, "I utterly loathe what they've done. They've corrupted my work," close quote. Featuring the legendary Keith Emerson on Hammond organ, that was the progressive rock act The Nice and America, a single that reached number 21 in England and should have reached number 20 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World.
This
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to a song that really did hover around the number 11 position on the WNEW New York Airplay reports published by Record World. It is an album track written by Jane Wiedlin and Charlotte Caffey, two members of that all-girl band, The Go-Go's. According to Charlotte, quote, "I had a guitar part, Jane wrote all the lyrics, and it just came together in a really cool way," close quote.
We are now the chosen toys of catty girls and pretty boys. Make up that face, jump in the race. Life's a kick in this town. Life's a kick in this town. This town is our town. This town is so glamorous that you live here.
With a song that really was the 11th most played album track during the chart run of the Beauty and the Beat album, those were the Los Angeles-based Go-Go's and This Town. Last week, we played a song called Paint Her Face, released on Virgin Records back in 1979 and written by John Wicks and Will Birch. Today, we have an album track produced for an American band by that very same Will Birch several years later. The four-man rock act, The Long Riders, were signed to Island Records in 1985 based on the success of their Birdsey vinyl album released on the Small Frontier label. With Will Birch producing their major label debut, they received airplay on college radio in the United States and actually hit number 2 on the British country album chart.
Pack my bags, pack it in, never coming back here again. Paid my dues and stayed in line. 16 years to serve my time. Now what I did, I do regret. All the days that I had wept, up all night and you can bet, I've gotta live with that.
See the lights of downtown,
where I shot that old man down.
Now that he's calling me,
now when I walk and people say, how could he just walk away? gun, no daughter, no son. One life is gone and one begun. Now what I did, I do regret. All the days that I had wept, up all night and you can bet, I better live with that.
See the lights in downtown, where I shot that old man down. Now he's calling me, calls my insanity. I can't run away, I can't hide. It's a slow death.
With an album track that should have been released as a single and, at the very least, should have reached number 10. Those were The Long Riders and Lights of Downtown.
Number nine.
At number nine, we have a song that sounds like it was written in Los Angeles, produced by Brian Wilson, and recorded at Gold Star Studios. The truth is, even though this record sounds very much like the Beach Boys singing another ode to the California lifestyle, it was actually written by British musician John Carter and his wife Jill Shakespeare. Carter produced it with Tony Burrows and Chaz Mills, overdubbing layers of vocals. It was released first in England, making it up to number 13. But in the United States, it did quite a bit better, spending a week at number 9 in Cashbox on its way up to a peak at number 3.
Ah!
spending a week at number 9 on its way up to number 3 in Cashbox and number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. That was the British studio band First Class and Beach Baby.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Modern and Great should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a song that is both modern and great, and it should have reached number 8. Stephen Becker, known musically as Le Concord, began his recording career with an EP which contained an early version of a song called People Mover. Once that EP, which is now out of print, began attracting attention, Becker went into the studio and cut a full album called Universe and Villa. Upon its release, Becker, under the Le Concord name, began receiving praise from reviewers, with Pop Matters calling his music, quote, perfect synth pop for the supersonic jet set, close quote. Song that was both modern and great and should have reached number 8. That was Stephen Becker, better known as Le Concord, and People Mover.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is a single recorded on July 1, 1960 at the famous RCA Studio B in Nashville and released on the United Artists label. Last week we profiled a male rockabilly singer named Connie Dykus, who was managed by Jim Minor. We mentioned that one of Minor's other clients was a female vocalist named Veda Bell. Veda was from Bay City, Michigan. In her younger years, she developed a vocal style that combined pop and country, with her material being slightly more country than her rockabilly peers, Connie Dykus, Narvel Feltz, and Alice Berry. Veda's first single was released on Mercury in 1957, but it was not a major hit. After starting over and signing with United Artists, she returned to Studio B and cut one amazing single. According to a Billboard magazine write-up on July 1, 1960, quote, Jim Minor was in the RCA Studio B doing A&R for Veda Bell and Alice Berry. On this recording are the Jordanaires, Grady Martin, Hank Garland, Junior Husky, and Buddy Harmon, close quote. If those names ring a bell, you have been paying attention to your old records. The Jordanaires, Grady Martin, Hank Garland, and Buddy Harmon all recorded numerous times with Elvis Presley. And while I couldn't find an Elvis record that featured bassist Junior Husky, Junior did just fine. He spent his time recording with Johnny Cash, Chet Atkins, and George Jones. Even with all that A-list talent, Veda's second single, I'm a Fool to Care, also failed to make the top 40 in Billboard or Cashbox. But it is truly a little slice of heaven, so to us, it sounds forever like a number 7.
I'm a fool to care when you treat me this way. What can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry when you tell me goodbye. You left me so blue when you were untrue. I'm a fool to care.
Little Slice of Heaven at number 7. That was Veda Bell and her United Artists release, I'm a Fool to Care. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Lynn from Missouri heard our broadcast via the internet. She says, thanks for the enjoyable hours of entertainment and knowledge about the music industry. She especially enjoyed Elton John's Candle in the Wind. Well, thank you for listening, Lynn. We certainly appreciate you, and Elton John is one of our favorites too. Tom from Illinois sent us an email asking how in the world I remembered the song Riders on Dark Horses for 20-something years before using Google for the first time to find it. Well, Tom, back in the 80s, when I heard a particularly good set from a DJ, I always had a cassette handy ready to record an air check. I happened to catch that song along with several other great ones on cassette many years ago, but there was no talking at all on that air check to identify any of the artists. I didn't just remember it from a couple of plays on the radio. I had a little help from a cassette. Great question, Tom. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album chart. today's part British, part American rock group certainly qualifies. In 1977, Warner Brothers Records released the album Rumours, the second Fleetwood Mac album that featured Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. While there was certainly no shortage of hit singles spawned by that amazing album, one of the most popular songs from Rumours was the opening selection from side two, The Chain. The Chain is one of the few songs credited to all five members of Fleetwood Mac. John McVie and Mick Fleetwood wrote the final section that begins with a bass run. Stevie Nicks wrote the lyrics. The chord progressions came from an old shelved Christine McVie song called Keep Me There. And the intro was by Lindsey Buckingham, originally part of an earlier track he had recorded with Stevie, Lola My Love. Producers Ken Kelly and Richard Dashett assisted the band with the final arrangement, making edits on old tapes and, in the instance of the introduction, taking a razor blade to a 1973 multi-track Buckingham Nicks tape and attaching it to the new Fleetwood Mac multi-track. Hit at number six, that was Fleetwood Mac and the non-single album track that has been their concert opener since 1977, The Chain.
Number five. 5.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now at number 5, we have a production by the legendary Willie Mitchell, recorded at the home of High Records, Royal Recording Studios in Memphis. You might recall that we played Let's Stay Together by Al Green a few months back, pointing out that it had been recorded at Royal and released on High Records. 5 years later, in 1977, another male vocalist, Memphis native Kenny Doss, entered Royal and, like Al Green before him, was produced by Willie Mitchell. The Memphis strings were involved, as were the Memphis horns. While the entire high rhythm section did not play on this track, Leroy Hodges did cover the bass. And in somewhat of a surprise, the ever-present Jack Holder moved from his normal spot on guitar and played synthesizer for the sessions that resulted in this Memphis-style slow disco soul groove.
When my life goes sour and the tears fall like rain, when happiness is on vacation and ain't nothing left now but a house full of pain, dark as night, and I'm caught up right in the middle. When I need a little understanding to help me solve this riddle, I call on my sugar.
Number 5, that was Kenny Doss and his Warner Brothers distributed single that made it up to number 43 on the R&B charts back in 1977, Sugar.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to number 4, a slot where we usually play a record that charted significantly better in England than it did in the United States. Today, however, we have a single that did just the opposite. It was a huge success in the United States, making it all the way up to number 4 in Billboard and number 5 in Cashbox. In England, it only made it up to number 39.
Feels like the very first time. It feels like the
Track that performed on the charts far better in the United States than it did in England. That was the FM rock act Foreigner with their debut hit Feels Like the First Time, which peaked at number 4 in the United States on the Billboard chart, but only reached number 39 on the singles charts in England.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our 3 from way downtown, and today we're talking about downtown Aledo, Illinois. The small town of Aledo is the hometown of country singer Susie Boggess, who, during the late 80s and early 90s, achieved a string of hit singles on the country charts. As successful as those singles were, we want to turn our attention to some incredible songs Susie released that didn't chart, but broadened her audience significantly. For example, she was nominated for a Grammy for her cover of the Beatle classic, All My Loving, but she did not win. Also, with Chet Atkins, she recorded a new version of the Elton John Bernie Taupin classic, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word, a selection that we are extremely likely to play on this show at some point in the future. In our opinion, though, Susie's greatest cover song is one that straddles the borders between folk, country, and acoustic jazz. It is her brilliant rendition of If You Leave Me Now, written by Peter Cetera and originally recorded by Chicago. If there were any justice in this world of music, Susie's version would have at least made it up to number 3.
If you need me now, you take away the biggest part of me. No.
our three from way downtown. That was Susie Boggess and her brilliant and jazzy cover of the Chicago classic, If You Leave Me Now.
Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Back at number 9, we played Beach Baby by First Class, a single that some people have called the greatest song the Beach Boys never recorded. Now we have the greatest song that the Beach Boys did record but didn't release as a single. And since we are playing it at number 2, that means that we think that it should have gone to number 1. Back in 1964, the Beach Boys were riding a wave at the top of the charts with their amazing number 1 hit single, I Get Around. That song was included on the album All Summer Long, released by Capitol Records. While I Get Around was an obvious lead-off track to that album, track 2 on side 1 was another quintessential Brian Wilson production, full of close harmony and perfect chord progressions. It sounded like it was going to be another number 1 Beach Boys single from that time period, but it simply was not released. Even if you do not have the All Summer Long album, there is a good chance you have heard the song at least once, as it was used by Universal Pictures over the closing credits of their 1973 classic movie, American Graffiti. Which means that we think it should have hit number 1, those were the Beach Boys with All Summer Long, an album track that simply needed to be released as a single in order to top the charts. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number 1, and it is the single that Rolling Stone magazine placed at number 1 on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. The song itself lasted longer than most other singles of its time. Paul McCartney, while recalling going to John Lennon's house to hear the record for the first time, stated, quote, "It seemed to go on and on forever. It was just beautiful. It showed all of us that it was possible to go a little further," close quote. Frank Zappa had a more extreme reaction. According to Zappa, quote, "When I heard Like a Rolling Stone, I wanted to quit the music business," close quote. One of the standout components of Like a Rolling Stone was the Hammond organ, played by Al Cooper, a guitarist who was not originally intended to be playing on the track. Cooper was only present at the studio because producer Tom Wilson allowed him in as a guest. After a few times through the song, Wilson put Cooper on piano. Cooper told Wilson that rather than piano, he had an organ part in his head and wanted to try it. The producer reluctantly let him play it. When the song's author heard that organ part, he demanded that the engineers turn it up in the mix. We totally agree.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all a kid. so proud about having to be scrounging your next But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at?
Feel to be on your own with no
Hall of Perfection track at number one. That was Robert Zimmerman, better known as Bob Dylan, with the number one song of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine, Like a Rolling Stone. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.